Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Bought a home, we bartered right. Two kids took car to light. Post pictures on the wall.
This summer, The Takeaway is embarking on a virtual road trip coast to coast and around the country to some of America's greatest music city. Our tour guides include some of the most popular recording artists and experts from each of those towns, and we want you to be part of it. You can call us at 8778-MYTAKE and nominate the music city you think we should stop by on our virtual road trip. We're continuing the series today in the city of San Francisco, California, and our tour guide is one of our favorite bands, Mates of State.
Oh, it's my only offer. Stifle copies of myself. Someone else.
That's Jason Hammill along with his wife, Corey Gardner. Together, they make up the band Mates of State. And if you've seen This American Life on the Road, you've seen them live. If you've ever watched One Tree Hill, Ugly Betty, Gossip Girl, or Yo Gabba Gabba, you'll likely recognize their music. It's frequently featured on those shows. Their most recent album is called Mountaintops, and they're currently on a break from their West Coast tour. Jason Hammill, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You know, you don't come by San Francisco by blood. You started in Lawrence, Kansas, right? The two of you now live in Connecticut. So why San Francisco?
San Francisco was somewhat random for us. We knew that when we graduated from college that we were going to move to a big city and kind of give music a go. And I had been to San Francisco one time, and I was like, I loved it. I was there on a road trip with one of my friends after our first year of college, and I was like, oh, this city's great. And I was like, we could try that. And Corey was just like, I'll go anywhere with you. So we just we packed up all our instruments and drove from Lawrence, Kansas to San Francisco, and ended up still to this day, it's one of our favorite cities in the world.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the artists from San Francisco that you think sort of define San Francisco's sound. Give us a couple of them.
Well, obviously the 60s is a huge one, you know, the Grateful Dead.
Sugar Magnolia, blossoms blooming, heads all empty and I don't care.
Saw my baby down by the river,
knew she'd have to come up soon for air.
You know, our daughter's name is Magnolia.
Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow, we can have high times.
Been the Jefferson Airplane and everything.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
But for us, it was kind of the late 90s and early 2000s when it was really kind of a pop town. At least for a few years, there was like Isla Set. Beulah was kind of a big band at the time.
I know it knocks you off your feet. You're so bitter, you think he's sweet. Well, he's wrong for you, I swear. Did you forget to read the script? There was never a role for him. It was always you and me. Just me.
And really, like, Omnibus Records was kind of it for us. They released our first 7-inches and our first album, and they had like Flake Music, which was a precursor to the Shins. It was all the Shins guys. So it was like really kind of about pop, and we were always sort of a pop band at heart. Even when we were in rock bands, we really liked melody. And so when we got to San Francisco and there was all these bands that were making pop records, we were like, oh good, we can finally let that flag fly.
So, I mean, we are talking about the greatest music cities. I wonder what your criteria is. What makes a city great in terms of music?
Well, having come from a couple of different very musically rich cities, the one thing that we think is unique and that we love about San Francisco is that everybody really supports one another. And there's a lot of variables and diversity within the music and art scenes, but still people, it's not as competitive as other cities. And I think the support and the community vibe of it is what makes it really great and what really makes it ultimately thrive.
That's Jason Hamill, one half of the husband-wife indie pop band Mates of State. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great summer.
Oh, thank you. No problem. You too.
So, what do you think? Do you live in the greatest music city in America? Maybe there's a town that you think we absolutely have to schedule during our musical road trip, a virtual road trip. But tell us where our next stop should be. We've gotten a ton of responses from you, listeners who are incredibly proud of their hometown music. We've got Kevin from Georgia writes, "The home of music in America has to be Augusta, Georgia, the home of James Brown. His music is sampled by something incredible like 7,000 hip-hop song."
Say it loud. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we want what's moving until we get what we deserve.
And absolutely, we have gotten a ton of nominations for Augusta, Georgia because of James Brown. Although I'm not sure that just the one person makes it the best music city in America, Kevin. Irina disagrees. She says you've got three kings in Memphis: Elvis, Isaac Hayes, and B.B. King.
When I was a young man, just starting out, I didn't know what this world was all about.
What's the problem? Memphis is where you need to make a stop, and I would imagine that that's a pretty common nomination as well. I, of course, not surprisingly, have got to go with Detroit. I mean, you not only have a city that has invented whole classes of music, you've got Motown, they invented techno, but just think of the list of notables: Al Green, Alice Cooper, Aretha Franklin, Bob Seger, The Contours, Del Shannon. But we're still taking nominations. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us what you think is the greatest music city in the country.